Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's March 5th, 2007, and we're going to talk a little bit about that guy who eats electricity. What's his name? He eats electricity. Al Gore. Al Gore and that other power piggy, Nancy Pelosi, and global warming. It turns out that global warming is happening on Mars also. So I don't know how our human influence could have caused global warming on Mars, but apparently NASA's photos are showing that there's changes taking place, that Mars has been getting warmer, and that indicates that the sun is the culprit all along, as we've said on Bob Benyart Live, for how many years? Since James Hansen, that NASA scientist, was predicting the warmest year on record. And as he was predicting that, he was testifying in Congress, a La Nina came in off the Pacific, and it cooled down the whole continent. Turned out it was not the warmest year on record. Anyway, so we've been talking about this all along, saying the sun is the cause of global warming. I know that liberals have a hard time comprehending the meaning of that, but the sun is responsible for global warming. And then also we're going to talk about Laura Ingraham, the conservative talk show hostess on pro-life, homosexual marriage, Rudy Giuliani, guns. She was distraught that Rudy Giuliani appears to be the Republican frontrunner. And something happened on her show on Friday. Just like all the other religious, conservative, pro-life talk show hosts, one after another, they're just falling down like dominoes, feeling good about Rudy Giuliani. So I'll tell you about that also in a moment. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So it turns out that there is warming on Mars, according to NASA photos. And, you know, the photos coming out of NASA are just extraordinary, just extraordinary. And there's a lot of the predictions Walt Brown made in his book, In the Beginning. If you don't know much about Walt Brown, or if you know he's a creation scientist, you'd like to learn more, you could read his book. We offer it here at Bob Benyart Live and KGov.com. And we also have our Walt Brown Week where you could listen. We did a week of shows with Walt Brown. It was so exciting. We put them all on one CD that you could pop in and listen to. It's called Walt Brown Week. At any rate, prediction after prediction that he has made are being verified. And that's just extraordinary. But this here, this is so cool that Mars apparently is warming up. NASA has published photographs of Mars in what we would call the South Pole of Mars, and it is changing noticeably because it's been warming. And so we can't assume that it's because of the automobile on Mars, right? Al Gore says the number one threat to the planet is the automobile. It's not his own personal immorality. That's not it. It's not killing children. It's not creeping Islamic jihadism. It's not that we have millions of young people today that don't believe in right and wrong. They don't even believe that truth exists. That's not it. It's the automobile. Okay, so Al Gore, by the way, he eats electricity. That's the only conclusion we could come to when we see how much more power he consumes than anyone else. He is this end times prophet, this doomsayer. End of the world is near, you know, with the beard and the sign on the street corner. The end is near. That's Al Gore. And he uses so much power, the only thing we could come to, the only conclusion, is that he eats electricity. He eats electricity, and whereas the average American produces, what, about 50,000 pounds of carbon dioxide in a year, Nancy Pelosi hops on her husband's private jet, and one round trip across the country and back creates 90,000 pounds of carbon dioxide, 90,000. So these are power pigs, right? They're power pigs. Al Gore eats electricity. And now we have Mars going through a stage of a slight warming. And it, Al Gore, it can't be because of the automobile, because there are no automobiles on Mars. Oh, wait a minute. There's the Mars rover. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it had to be man's fault. Oh, wait, the Mars rover doesn't produce greenhouse gases. It's not a combustion engine, right? It has an electric motor, and it's powered by solar cells. And that's what Al Gore wants us to power our vehicles with. So he's got global warming on Mars, and he can't blame it on General Motors or Ford. So what is he going to do? Okay, that's pretty funny. Now, not funny is what's happening among religious, conservative, pro-life talk show hosts, where one after another, they're dealing with this issue of Rudy Giuliani, and they're saying, well, he's not our first choice, but push comes to shove, and, you know, we feel pretty good about him, or we could support him, or we could support him without any hesitation, like when I interviewed the number one religious, pro-life, conservative talk show host in the country, Christian, who is Hugh Hewitt on Salem Radio Network, and he, without equivocation, without hesitation, said, of course, I would support Rudy Giuliani, even though he's supporting of gay marriage, homosexual marriage, and he's supporting of even partial birth abortion. That's how evil he is. So you have Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy, he's against handguns, right? Now, that's a big issue to a lot of conservatives, and it should be, because guns, you know, God has given us the right to defend ourselves, and in the Bible, it's an evil government that disarms the population, right? It was the Philistines that took away all the weapons from the Israelites, and it was Adolf Hitler and the National Socialist who took away all the guns from the German people, and it's the communists who take away all the weapons from the Russians and, you know, the from the farmer and the carpenter and so on. So it's evil. But the problem with our conservatives is that they refer to this as your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, and that's inane. It's as though somebody sawed off the top of their heads, poured their brains out onto the ground, and then sewed the top of their heads, their lids, back on. And they programmed them and said, whenever you speak of your right to be armed, refer to it as your Second Amendment right. Always refer to it as your Second Amendment right. That way, people will believe that that right comes to us from the government. And it's not a God-given right. That way, you could talk all you want, and you'll undermine your own position. And you won't even recognize it because you're a conservative. Which means you're sort of stupid, generally. Because you play into the hands of the enemy. So there's hardly a gun rights activist, and I love gun rights activists. I mean, you know, it's people kill people, not guns. 100 years ago, way more kids had access to guns in Colorado than today, percentage-wise, and we didn't have an epidemic of kids killing one another. It's not the guns, it's the people. It's teaching kids that there's no such thing as right and wrong. There's no such thing as truth. You've evolved from animals. There is no judgment day. If it feels good, do it. So they blow each other away. That's the problem. It's not guns. So when you concede that the problem is guns, you've done a lot more than infringe on our God-given right to defend ourselves, to be armed with weapons. You've done a lot more than that. But gun rights activists, to a person, they cannot prevent themselves from referring to this as their Second Amendment right. They all do it. And I've confronted them on this show, in other forums, and they hear it and they're stunned that they're so stupid that they would do it. And the next time they open their mouth, they do it again. They can't help themselves. You know, stupidity is like it's a habit. It's a habit. So anyway, Rudy Giuliani is against handguns. So that's a problem. But as compared to supporting homosexual marriage, it's not a problem at all. You get my point? Now, if you're a member of the NRA, don't panic and just think it through and realize that what I'm saying is true, that guns, being against guns is bad. It's really bad. But as compared to homosexual marriage, being against guns is nothing. It's nothing. Compared to homosexual marriage, yeah, it's nothing compared to homosexual marriage. But if you compare homosexual marriage to killing children, to the legitimized, the legalized killing of unborn children, homosexual marriage is nothing compared to killing unborn children. And so with Rudy Giuliani, you get the whole package all wrapped up in one. He's against handguns, but who cares? Because he supports homosexual marriage. That's the window into his soul that tells you that it is dark and that he's an enemy of God. He's not just confused. He hates God and God's created order, that God made us male and female. And he made Adam and Eve. Okay, so he's against that. But even that is nothing when you realize that he supports the killing of unborn children. That is the pinnacle of an expression of a hatred for God. The pinnacle is to sacrifice your sons and daughters on the altar of convenience, or career, college profession, money, whatever. Revenge against a boyfriend or an estranged husband, whatever the reason. That's the pinnacle expression of your hatred of God and of right and wrong and of truth, is supporting the killing of unborn children. And so in Rudy Giuliani, you got the trifecta of wickedness. It's all there. It's all there for everybody to see. And he's not only pro-abortion, he even supports partial birth abortion, which only shows how evil he is. That's all it does. Because supporting abortion is evil. But when you support partial birth abortion, it becomes more obvious that you have a late-term baby. You're taking the baby out of the mother's womb, feet first. You get the whole baby's body out. His legs are kicking. His arms are moving. And only his head is left in. And you take a scissors and jam it in the back of the baby's neck and up into his skull. And you kill the baby that way by scrambling his brains. You're an evil, vicious murderer, and that's Rudy Giuliani. He's a murderer. He's a child killer, just like Hillary Clinton. Only he's a Republican child killer. She's a Democrat child killer. And it's better that the child killers be in the other camp than your camp. That's better. You might not realize that, but when the child killers are in your camp, and you think you're the good guys, then you've lost. You've lost when the child killers are in your camp and you think you're the good guys. You've lost. Because it doesn't matter who wins, you've lost. Okay, so anyway, we have all these conservative, religious, talking heads who are ostensibly pro-life, who one after another are falling down for Rudy Giuliani, and Laura Ingraham, she comes across as one of the more conservative of the pro-life talk show hosts. But she has a problem because she's a legal positivist, right? A moral relativist, that the judges have to uphold the law, even if the law says you can murder an innocent child. The judges have to uphold the law because that's their duty. The precedent is they have to follow precedent. And we point out that the oldest precedent is God's enduring command, do not murder, do not kill the innocent. And if a judge kills the innocent by his ruling, his verdict, then he has instituted lawlessness. That is lawlessness. They say, even these major Christian ministries, they say, what do you want, Bob? You want a lawless society? We have to be a nation of laws. When the judges rule that you can kill the innocent, you have entered lawlessness. That's what it is. It's just a facade. It makes you feel good that they're following some process that is utter lawlessness when you could kill the innocent by the authority of the government. So Laura Ingraham on Friday, She's doing her radio show, syndicated around the country, and she is just lamenting that Rudy Giuliani is so liberal. He is so liberal, and yet he appears to be the Republican frontrunner. And so she's going to have on the show Bill Kristol, William Kristol from the Weekly Standard. He's a neocon, neoconservative, quasi-conservative, and he's so pro-life. And he's such a good-looking, fun, likable guy. And so she's going to have him on to talk about Rudy Giuliani and whether or not Rudy could possibly represent conservative Christians, religious pro-lifers, because Rudy supports even partial birth abortion, and he supports homosexual marriage. So this is just a nightmare. And Bill Kristol comes on her show, and he says, you know, Laura, I'm an optimist. I'm feeling pretty good about our slate of candidates in this primary compared to the Democrats. I'm feeling pretty good about ours. And Rudy, and then he starts to talk to her about Rudy Giuliani. And I could report for you the words he said, or I could just get across to you how the whole segment went. And the way the segment went was like this. Kristol basically blew in her ear. He basically blew in Laura Ingraham's ear. And he said, Laura, Rudy is good for the party. And she reported, good for the party. He said, Laura, partial birth abortion is not that bad. It's not that bad. Homosexual marriage is not that bad. It's not that bad. What matters is original intent. Strict constructionist. Laura, that's what matters. And she said, that's what matters. Laura, Rudy is good for the party. He's good for the party. So Bill Kristol just blew in her ear. And after 5 minutes of this mesmerizing hypnotism, this brainwashing, she said, Bill, that's why I had you on. You know what? I feel good now. I really do. I feel better. I feel good. Thank you. And he said, Laura, that's my job, to make people feel good about those who promote homosexual marriage, about child killers.
Well, you made me feel better. Bill Kristol.
Yeah, I do my best. This is my role in life.
Because above everything else, I am a Republican. And Jesus, he was against the publicans, so we thought we'd take a second shot at it, and we promote the Republicans. So, Laura, feel good about Rudy, because he might be a child killer, but he's an extreme child killer. And he might be pro-homosexuality, but he's an extreme supporter of the homosexual agenda, even to homosexual marriage. So, Laura, there couldn't be anyone more opposed to our position than Rudy Giuliani, but go with the flow. Feel the energy. Feel the excitement on election night. He has a chance of winning. She said, Bill, I feel so much better now.
Well, you made me feel better. Bill Kristol.
Yeah, I do my best. This is my role in life.
So let's go to the phones in Aurora, Colorado. Maureen, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Good afternoon, Bob. I keep thinking I cannot be shocked, but I can be shocked. I keep on being shocked at what's going on nowadays. On the Larry Bates show this afternoon, just before you came on, his guest, there was a very long interview and so forth, and the guest said, well, I've seen a picture of Rudy Giuliani in drag, in women's clothes, and he says, that does it. I mean, not that anything had to do it, but I mean, this is just one more thing, and your producer or whoever checked it up on the internet right while I was speaking with him a moment ago, and he said, yep, the picture's real. It seems to be a video. Now,
yeah, it was a spoof, right. Rudy Giuliani was doing some kind of a comic spoof, and he's dressed up to look like, I don't know who, Anna Nicole Smith, maybe? With a blonde wig and a red lipstick and all. So
I'm judgmental.
That's good. I'm glad you are, right? Jesus said to judge with righteous judgment.
Right.
Do not judge by outward appearance,
yes,
but judge with righteous judgment.
Right.
So somebody says we can't judge. They're saying do not judge by outward appearance and do not judge with righteous judgment. Whereas Jesus said, do not judge by outward appearance, but mm-hmm. judge with righteous judgment. So anyway, the fact that Rudy Giuliani would dress up in drag for a joke, you know, you could question the wisdom of that, but that is not enough to indicate that he is the arch enemy of Christian morality.
No, I'm not saying it, and he may not have tendencies that way at all. To me,
oh no, he doesn't. Believe me, he's
if
plenty.
If a man even has the willingness to do that once,
Maureen, hold on. Believe me, he's plenty heterosexual.
He's what?
He's plenty heterosexual.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, he's evil.
Yeah,
he is evil, and I think we're seeing men like D. James Kennedy and Don Wildman and James Dobson horrified that so many conservative, religious, pro-life voices out there in the culture are saying nice things about Rudy Giuliani. I think they are horrified. And what's happening, this is called when the chickens come home to roost.
Mm-hmm.
When you have taught millions of Christians that it is okay to compromise on God's enduring command, do not murder.
Yes.
And you think you're going to be able to control all that immorality, all that moral relativism, and that legal positivism. You think you could control it as a leader? You can't.
Once it's out of the bottle, it's out.
Right, exactly. And so, yeah, it's
opening. And it gets bigger and worse.
It's opening Pandora's box.
Exactly.
So they might not like the fact that millions of conservative Christians are seriously considering supporting Rudy Giuliani, but that's a natural outgrowth of their own strategy.
Because
they have taught the body of Christ that it's not God's enduring command, do not murder. That's not it. It is strict constructionist. That's what it is. Giuliani says, I'm going to support judges who are strict constructionist. And then all the pro-life leaders got to bow down at his feet. Because that's their ultimate aim.
And a lot of those judges, it's now coming out, have been deeply involved in the occult for years.
So that's where a lot of this evil's coming from. Maureen, I don't want to go there. I think it's a little too goofy. Because there are thousands of judges, and nobody has a survey showing thousands of judges are involved in the occult. And the Supreme Court justices, their lives are very private. And so we just can't make. So wherever you heard that from, you should
double-check it.
The source you heard that from, you should take it down a notch in credibility.
Well, I'm not saying the Supreme Court judges. I'm saying that they said that a lot of the judges have been involved in the occult for years.
Yeah, I heard you. And what I'm saying is, you know where you heard that from, so
yeah,
take that source down one notch in credibility.
Okay.
All right? It's just because it's silly. I mean, the occult is thriving in America, but that is not why we're getting these rulings. We're getting these rulings because Christian leaders like Dr. Larry Bates, the show before me, we debated on this show. And he argued aggressively that a judge has an obligation to obey the process.
Yes, I remember that debate that you had.
That was an extraordinary debate.
And he just kind of kept weaseling.
That's humanism. That's moral relativism and legal positivism.
Yes.
And so when you have pro-life Christian conservative leaders becoming moral relativist, that is the problem far above judges who might go to an occult meeting sometime. All right. Thank you, Maureen. May God bless you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Let's go to Denver now. Dave, welcome to Bob and Eric Live.
Hey, Bob, I was listening to Hugh Hewitt on Friday, and he said that Rudy's okay.
Rudy's okay, according to Hugh Hewitt.
Who's right? Are you right, or is Hugh right?
Well, let's evaluate.
Okay.
Rudy Giuliani is against handguns.
Uh-huh.
He supports homosexual marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
He's pro-choice, and he even supports partial birth abortion.
So that means he's good, right?
That means he's good, right? If good means I'm so desperate for a place at the table, I'm so desperate to be a kingmaker that I would support Adolf Hitler if the guy running against him was a Democrat.
Don't you think America is finished?
No.
I think America's finished if the Republican Party supports somebody like Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, right. I think things are horrendous.
Oh,
but
man.
Things are usually horrendous. What's especially bad now is our Christian leaders are embracing moral relativism under the guise of the Truth Project. They're telling us that judges should rule to kill the innocent as long as that's consistent with precedent.
Are the Christian leaders, they're worshiping at the altar of the Republican Party?
Well, that's what has happened. And, you know, the idea was that the body of Christ would bring up the Republican Party, bring them their morals out of the gutter.
Mm.
But the opposite has happened. The Republican Party, because democracy, which is what we have, democracy leads men to compromise. And the body of Christ is not well suited toward moral compromise. As soon as the leaders in the body of Christ start to embrace moral compromise, the Christians have become humanist. And that's what's happening. And that is one major reason why millions of young Christians have a hard time identifying anything that's absolutely wrong. They're being seduced by moral relativism, and it's coming from Fox News and our major Christian ministries.
This is going way beyond compromise. This is like embracing evil.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, Dave, coming up on March 14th, a week from Wednesday, I'm going to be at the Brown Palace, downtown Denver, doing what we call Focus on the Strategy 2, a sequel to our DVD that's gone out all over the country. And so we're going to present this, and we are going to demonstrate, give the evidence that the body of Christ is being taken down the path of humanism and moral relativism and show how it's destroying us. And we're going to give specific recommendations for how to confront this and how to turn it around. Now, our Christian leaders are committed to this humanism and moral relativism. And when we have presented it to them, they have rebuked us. We are praying that we can have this grassroots effort where Christians as individuals, and maybe Sunday school teachers here and there, and a pastor here and there, will start to see the truth of what's happened to the body of Christ.
Well, you made me feel better. Bill Crystal.
Yeah, I do my best. This is my role in life.
So we're inviting people. It's $30, by the way, $50 for a couple, and that's at the Brown Palace, Wednesday, March 14th at 7 o'clock.
That's great.
All right. Thank you, Dave, so much.
God bless.
May God bless you. I appreciate that. We never turn away people because they can't afford any of our materials or our events. So if you can't afford that, let us know whatever you can afford. But we look forward to seeing you there in Maranatha Christian Center. Wow, what a great school, Maranatha.